bringing it back to my house, Rosie on the house. Thank you for tuning in. Romy was talking about our maintenance calendar that we're publishing and distributing to Arizona homeowners statewide. That is a free home maintenance calendar that you can have. Everyone that got one of the first 20,000 will be mailed a second one for free, and then we've published a bunch of extras because the demand for them is so high. Now, a part of that is every month we pick a particular topic, and this particular month we're talking about painting. Last month we talked about how to pick a paint to put on your house. Today we have special guest Mr. Joe Campbell coming in the next hour, 10 o'clock, from Arizona Paint Company, talking about how to correctly apply the paint that you picked last week. So we're taking you through the painting of your home inside and out week by week. Next month in November, we'll be talking about the financial dimensions of home ownership and buying. So every month in December, we'll be talking about the e-commerce gift store ideas for homeowners, do-it-yourselfers, handymen.
Well, and we're going to really have a lot of fun with that one this year.
Good.
We have the 30th anniversary toolkit we put together. It's essential tools every homeowner must have. And we spend a lot of time partnering with companies that manufacture these hammers and screwdrivers and pliers and toolbox in America. And instead of just talking about the tool themselves, we're actually bring the manufacturer in and talk about the process.
Great.
On how it's made.
Made in America.
How many Americans they employ by it, where to find it, and then if you want the 30th anniversary custom etched Rosie toolbox that the proceeds will go to our nonprofit partners as a thank you for 30 years of broadcasting, you could order them from the e-store. Otherwise, just have that brand burned in the back of your mind that the next time you pick out a hammer, you pick out the S-Wing because you know how many American lives you're supporting.
There you go. So that's the month of December. Now, one of the things we try and do here at Rosanna's is always kind of keep paying it forward. And I got a very interesting email I'd like for all of y'all. I'd like to grab your ear. This is apparently from someone who's fairly active in the 4-H program. And she writes and says, I heard you talking about the lack of trades. I'm involved in 4-H, and there's a huge potential for kids in 4-H to get into the trades. Unfortunately, we have the kids who are interested in things like woodworking and carpentry, but we don't have the teachers. So I'm going to reach out to our listening audience and try and brainstorm the idea. If, in fact, 4-H has a supply of kids eager to get their hands on learning the trades, they've got several opportunities. There are single project clinics at the Maricopa County Extension Office. They have coordinators that are busy in the schools with spin clubs, and they have curriculum for introducing kids to the trades. How can we? I need those of you who are interested in the trades, those of you who teach the trades, those of you who are engaged in mentoring the next generation in trades, to get a hold of me at info@rosieonthehouse.com. Simply type in 4-H into the subject line, and we'll see if we can't get maybe a lunch going where we can do something with this idea of recruiting 4-H kids into some kind of vocational trades training program. Because we got to do something.
Got to do something. And the hard thing there is, so that's 4-H.
Yep.
Then you've got Arizona Construction Career Days. Then you've
got
the carpenters. Then you've got the ag department. Everyone's working so independently to recruit labor. It seems like if they could all come together to recruit it instead of everyone trying to compete against each other outside of it.
Well, the fishing pond is so small.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If you could all come together.
I don't want to share any fishing space.
Share the message that here's these great careers. It could attract more fish into the pond.
Make the pond bigger.
Instead of trying to, you know, get five fish out of the pond, let's find a way to bring in 100 fish to the pond.
Excellent point. Excellent point. So if you have a way we can put instructors and teachers together with these kids from 4-H, email me at info@rosieonthehouse.com and simply type 4-H in the subject line, and we'll see if I can't put together. Maybe we'll take the private dining room at Phoenix City Grill or the basement room at Sierra Bonita and put 6 or 8 or 10 people together and see if we can't get something started. Rosie on the House, I tell you what, we're going to get started in the next hour with Joe Campbell, the Arizona Paint Company. We're going to get started the painting at your house.